Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and today we're going to talk about settling, because, you know, probably once every 6 months I'll do a show specifically devoted to the trend of settling, because I think it's like an energy. Certain energies come around, and I start seeing a lot of people settling for less than they deserve. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are a person that's ready to manifest with greater ease, you're ready to fully, you already have been practicing the law of attraction, but you're ready to fully integrate it into that goal that has yet to manifest, then I would love to support you in that. Check out my massive result package on my website. Unlimited sessions with me for 3 months. I'll help you achieve a massive result. Go to intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, click work with me, in the drop down you'll see a page for massive result. And if you are a business owner, a side hustler, you have an Etsy page, you offer intuitive readings, and you want some support on the business side of your life, someone to cheer you on, someone to help you break through to higher levels of earning, you want a safe space where you can release your limiting beliefs, because I think especially if you do business on the internet, there are a lot of limiting perspectives out there as to how you need to do business. If you are looking for that type of support in a really consistent but casual, focused, highly potent way, consider, I just started this, my group intuitive coaching program for business. Information for that can be found on my website, Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Under the drop down, you'll see business coaching. And it's a really, I made it affordable. It's a subscription service. If you want to do a month and quit, you can. If you want to go long term, you can. If you want to do a little bit amount of time, you can. If you can't show up on the calls are weekly for an hour. Can't show up on the call, you'll get a recording. I wanted to do whatever I could to support business owners, because I know for me, because there is so much misinformation, there's so much biased information, there's so much information about business that's really geared towards the patriarchy. But if you are a woman or a person of color or in a marginalized group, you can't play by those rules. But you can still win in that system. You just have to find your own way. So if you are looking for business support, I can definitely help you there. Check out my group, and group business intuitive coaching. What a name, right? I think that's what I called it. Anyway, it's me and you and others joining together to support our success. So sign up for that. All right, let's talk about settling. As I'm seeing it a lot, I don't know if it's the pandemic, but I could say it's the pandemic, but I also I've seen over the decade of doing this work, there's just periods of time where I'm seeing a lot of people settling for less than what they want. They say they want this, they're fired up about that, and then as they start to proceed, as they start to go through the motions of achieving or welcoming in or manifesting whatever they desire, they suddenly settle. And it's not just that people settle. I'm all for, if you say you want this and then something shows up that feels new and exciting and fresh and something you hadn't considered and you want to direct your attention that way, I'm not opposed to changing your mind. What I'm seeing is that people will settle and then they will complain why it's not feeling the way they want it to feel. Well, it's not feeling the way you want it to feel because it's not what you want. And so any amount of settling diminishes your power. And so it puts you in victimhood. Yeah, it really does. Because then it's you versus the situation, you versus the relationship, you versus that thing you settled for. And, you know, if you're a highly sensitive person, if you're a highly loving person, you feel bad getting out of something after you've settled for it, or you feel like you can't, right? It's all coming from a sense of not being good enough, right? It's a self-worth issue. It's a self-value issue. It's a self-esteem issue. So I want to say to you, if you've made a list about what you want, and I had a client, because, you know, here's the thing. The settling bug in us is so clever because it will try to convince you you're not settling. I was talking to a client a couple weeks ago, and she, you know, I'll tell her straight out, she was settling. She was in a long-distance relationship with someone who was very far away. And she's like, well, Amy, I didn't put where they lived on my list. I'm like, well, most people are going to choose someone who lives close to them. Like, long distance relationships are usually done out of necessity. Like, a partner moves away, takes a job, does something else. It's not typically something people sign up for, right? Unless they are really not wanting to be in a relationship and not wanting to deal with that blind spot in their perception about what romantic relationships can be. It's about the time you spend with someone. And so, and it's, you know, have I been caught in it too? Like, as even as I say this to you, like, it's no judgment if you are settling right now. I'm just here to tell you, you can have better, and you can have what you deserve, and you can have what you want. So go back to the list. Go back to the list that you made, and you can always add something in, right? You know, so maybe with my, you know, my client was talking to about, you know, this man she's dating that lives on the other side of the world, literally. You may not have written it in there, but go ahead and write it in there now. And then that takes that person out of the running, right? You know, you get to decide where you put your energy. And we're human. Yes, we are limitless, but we are still in a human body. And we're still on this planet for a finite amount of time. I always confuse finite and infinite. I think it's finite, right? You know, let me look it up. I love using that word, and I just want to make sure I'm using it correctly. You get to say how you use your energy while you're here. I think it's so funny. It's that people suddenly forget their humanness when they're settling. Finite. You have limits. There are bounds to being human, right? So if you're devoting your energy to being in a relationship that's not really matching up for you, even the thought that you're generating toward and feelings towards it's not working for you and you continue to stay in it, that's all energy that can be devoted to being in a happy, loving, amazing relationship with someone who does match what's on your list, who does meet your needs, wants, and desires. Same with work or friendships or your home. Like, we don't have to settle, even in this time. Matter of fact, my spirit guides have said to me, they're like, this is the time where you don't have to settle at all. Just raise up. Like, it is now the time to totally and completely go for exactly what you want. And if you don't know, sit down and ask yourself, or if it's patchy, I know sometimes I'll be trying to manifest something. I realize, you know what, this manifestation is a little patchy. Let me get really crystal clear about what it is that I want. And I'll sit however long it takes and I'll write down and I'll write another draft. It's, well, I want this. And sometimes you'll go through the experience of maybe you'll start dating or you're looking for a home or you're in business. And the experience helps you craft your desire. Be open to that. Be completely open to that. Don't put any limitations on the actions you take, right? So what do I mean by this? So you could say, hey, I'm going to market my business this way. And in that process, I'm going to get really clear about what type of, what offering I want to create. So you're still staying open to, I'm crafting my offering, but you're not going to go into it saying like, oh my God, if this marketing doesn't work and if this offering doesn't work, then this all that's all there is. No, just stay open. Just stay open to all possibilities. And don't listen to other people. It's so amazing. I have conversations in just my regular life and I'm like, wow, like most of people's conversations are rather limiting and based on what we can't have and what we don't want. And you don't have to live that way. I say, sit down, my friend, and write down joyfully and passionately about what you want. And be specific about it and look at various areas of your life. So if you want a certain income goal, write that income goal down. If you want a certain amount of money that's always in your bank account without fail, write that number down. If you want a partner who is amazing and kind and sweet and does romantic gestures and has a job and has a home, write that down. Like, you get to have what you want. You don't have to settle. And then also, you know, I was jamming with my ex-husband, and I think it's important to add, if you're looking for a relationship, what is that person's approach to interacting with you, right? It's okay to say, I feel good around this person. And of course, I get on the podcast and they're doing construction outside my window, but hopefully that's not too loud. it's okay to write down like how you feel around that person. It's okay to say, I only feel good, right? I think it's going to be really loud. I can't hear myself, so it's probably not fun anymore. Maybe it will get fun. Okay. It is going to get fun. Okay. So, you know, I learned this from Amanda Francis, who I think teaches it so beautifully. You don't have to put up with a lot of garbage. Like, I was talking to my mom, and she was like, well, Amy, you know, you're just going to have some things like that. That's just the way it is. And I was like, no, I'm just going to decide I'm not available for that anymore. Because being open to that, oh, you know, I could have 11 clients and two are really difficult. Now I'm just going to say I have 11 really great clients. They're amazing. I love working with them. Like, they're kind and loving and respectful, even in their resistance. They do their work. They show up consistently. It's so fun to work with them. I can say that. And all these thoughts that it needs to be hard and it needs to be difficult and you have to accept that things are going to be bad at times. Yes, there are the natural ups and downs. That is the cycles of life. That is the natural rhythms. But it doesn't need to suck. Still feel good. You can still feel lit up, inspired, joyful, wonderful, amazing, even when you are facing an obstacle. You can look at that obstacle and say, this is working out in my favor. So sit down. Clarity is king. Clarity is king. And my spirit guides gave me recently, clarity is manifestation. If you get really, really clear about what you want, why you want it, and you believe that it is possible for you, you will manifest it. You will automatically get intuitive wisdom as to what actions to take. You will channel your divine focus, your divine energy towards that desire, and it will have no choice but to manifest. So believe you're worthy, believe you're deserving, be willing to not settle. You will get what you want. Allow the natural rhythms to occur, allow divine timing to occur, allow it to work in the way in which God knows is best for you, but you will still get what you want. Yeah. So don't settle. You don't have to settle. And I know somebody's out there saying, well, I'm hearing this woman say I don't have to settle, but I feel like I'm not in a place to make a change. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to do anything in your exterior world right now. Start with your interior world, and then your exterior world will show up, right? So start getting clear about what you want. Start looking at all the beliefs you're holding that tell you you can't have what you want. Start paying attention to how many stories and scripts and people talking at you that tell you that you can't have what you want. And then you consciously start to change your mind about that. And you start to feel really good about the possibility of having what you want and knowing that God's going to bring it to you. And as you open yourself up to it, as you really get peaceful about it and joyful about it and enthusiastic about it, then intuitive wisdom will start to stream in that will direct your path. It all comes down to what you goes on in your mind is what you will create. So if I say, if you're not in a place to make a change right now, say you're not ready to leave the boyfriend. Say you're just like, well, it's better than nobody and we're in a pandemic, Amy. I get it. Well, start working on your mind and start working on the exact type of relationship you'd want to be in. Make 15 qualities of that relationship, 15 qualities of your ideal partner, 15 things you know damn well just don't work in a relationship. Let go of the past relationships. Make a list of all your past relationships. If it's money, get clear about what type of what money you want to make. All the beliefs that tell you you're not allowed to make that amount of money. And pay attention to all the ways in which you are holding some belief or allowing some thought or some feeling that goes against the vibration of having money in your life. If it feels good to have money in your life, feel good more of the time. You don't have to feel bad. It can show up. It can be miraculous. It can be amazing. And I'm making it seem rather basic in this show because it's a podcast and everybody's experience with manifestation is different and unique. Be willing to take your unique journey. Instead of settling for what you don't want, be willing to say, okay, these are the things that I like and these are the things I don't like. And if there's someone in your life telling you, oh, why do you like that? They don't need access to you. And, you know, you can start saying it. You can start saying it to them like, hey, you don't get to tell me what I am allowed to have. I don't know what's going on with you that you think that you can do that, but I get to determine my life. And even if your confidence isn't there, like we allow those people in our life as a mirror of our not believing, right, that we are worthy of what we want, that we can actually have it, of maybe where our faith is low, maybe where our self-esteem is low. And so as you start to stand up to the bullies in your life, even if it's a bully you love and care about and they say it in a really nice way, you will start to stand up to the bully within you. Knowledge, like, hey, isn't that interesting? This person has shown up telling me I can't have what I want. There's probably some part of me that thinks I can't have what I want. That's one conversation. But in this conversation, let me check them real quick and say, yo, don't wreck our relationship by trying to tell me what I can and cannot have. Next layer to this, if you have settled, if you have compromised, if you have gotten less than you, what you want, don't start changing who you are. I'm seeing a lot of like people will settle and then suddenly they're a different person. That's just crazy. With all due respect to you. Like, pay attention if you've suddenly become another human as a result of something that you have settled for, right? Because I think the human nature does, like, oh, well, I do need to be a vibrational match to this. So don't change who you are. Be more of who you are. I think that's the fastest way to get out of a situation you've said yes to that was a settle. Right? You said yes to it because you felt insecure. You didn't think that you were going to get what you want. You didn't do your due diligence, whatever. Now you're in this situation that really doesn't work for you. Got it. This is your opportunity to be even more authentic, be even more of who you are. And my food's here, so I should go. I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. If you want to work with me, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You're amazing. Please don't settle. Don't settle. Be authentic. Love you.